You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Good morning. Welcome, and happy Thanksgiving. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Buck, and Kevin Hutenoff. Coming to you live from our home at Radio Park in Racine. You can join us, call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching in the live stream. Good morning, live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. We are doing a lighthearted show today for Thanksgiving. Thank you so much for joining us. And thank you to Pat Kreitlow, our friend and colleague and host of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow across the network, weekdays from 6 to 9. Pat, coming up in a little bit, we'll talk Packers-Lions. Of course, you got your Packers jersey on, all ready for the game coming up later on today. I did want to start just, how much snow did you guys get up there, Pat? Because you're in Lake Wissota.
Yeah, here in Chippewa Falls, we were kind of in that dry slot of it, you know, where the rain to snow didn't happen right by us. It happened north of us. So we only got about an inch of snow here, but the wind... Oh my goodness!
Right, it was crazy,
amazing. For a little over 24 hours, it just howled here, but we did not get dumped on nearly to the extent of our friends say in Ashland with their 15-20 inches that they got there.
I'm looking at snowfall totals from the Journal Sentinel. Hurley with 14, Hawthorne with 14, Cable got 12, Bayfield more than 10.5, Washburn 10 inches, Hayward 8.5. And we have more snow coming.
Jane is just a bringer of good news for everyone.
I just want people to be prepped that the snow is expected to start Saturday and then go all day Saturday and then into Sunday morning. It looks like for the southern half of the state, of course, this is one of those systems that they're watching to see if it moves further north or south will affect how much snow we're talking about. But right now, they are predicting 8 to 10. 8 to 10 inches.
Go. Yeah. And again, on you know, the snow hit on Wednesday and on Sunday, the two busiest travel days of the year. So I hope everybody is just extra cautious and patient, and we'll get through it.
And a good reminder, 511wi.gov.
Yes.
It is a free website. It's a free app.
Correct.
And you can check road conditions all around the state. So get some heads up about what's going to be greeting you when you head out the door.
Yeah.
It's a wonderful resource. So 511wi.gov. I've been keeping an eye on this throughout this morning. We do have a bunch of scattered accidents around the state. Looks like most of them are out of the way, off on shoulders and things like that. But still, be careful. We had our sales manager was in an accident last night.
Mm-hmm. And luckily he is okay. He is good. But seriously, just take care. It's starting. It is beginning. And
we are back to winter.
And as we said before, you know, if you are in an all-wheel, four-wheel, bigger car, please remember you are not the only ones on the road, and not everyone has the same access to that kind of drivability in bad weather. Just be cognizant, be aware, and don't try to take over the road. If you can go, it's great if you can go 55 into 55, but if everyone else is going 30 or 35 because of the snow,
it's a sign.
Just, you know, be cool, bro.
Right, Dad. Yeah. I got it. Yes. Can I have the keys now, Dad?
Have we scolded enough? Yes. All right. That's your scolding for today. Be careful.
But it also gives me a reason to yet again be thankful for the public servants of the past who did not mind investing in infrastructure. And I'm talking specifically about expanding Highway 29 to four lanes across the state, because I am old enough that I drove on bloody 29 for all those years with a girlfriend, now wife, who lived on the other side of the state, whether it was 29 or Highway 10. We had to take that thing in snowstorms, in ice storms.
You name it.
And, you know, to be able to do that on a four-lane road instead of white-knuckling it on two lanes, every little bit of infrastructure investment helps. And I'm very thankful on a day like this that, you know, we had people who appreciate that.
So here's the question, and I don't want to get too far into infrastructure talk, but as you just said, Highway 20.
I love that.
I know, but, you
Nerd.
Know, I love talk. Don't get me wrong. As opposed to what President Obama and Biden both said, I think infrastructure talk is sexy. But
yeah,
grr.
Highway 29 being expanded to four lanes was a, or giving more lanes to Highway 29 was a good thing, right?
Yes.
It was you feel it, a necessary yes. thing. And it was a, I still can't understand why Milwaukee were giving more lanes to certain parts of the freeway that do not need them. It's going to cause.
Oh, yeah. Diminishing returns if, in that case.
Oh, yes. Big time.
And this is one where I want to look at both the GOP and the Democrats going, why does anyone here support this? What are you getting out of this? Tony Evers is leaving office, so it's not like he's going to get a bunch of money to his campaign. It's not like, I know that the building, the road building lobby is very strong here in Wisconsin, but no one has been able to properly explain to me why this is happening. And I hear conservative talk people kind of saying the same thing. Like, this is unnecessary. Why are you? And they're, of course, blaming Governor Evers, and that's what they
naturally
want to do. But no one has been able to properly explain to me
why we need this.
The goal of this project, because, on top of the fact that we have so many other projects happening in Milwaukee County right now.
Craig, I don't want to take one of those icky, buses or trains. I want my car. I want my F-150 that I haul things in maybe two times a year, but it's great big and it's mine, and I want to take that down the road. But, mass transit, if you live in so many other cities where people do take, a metro or an L or whatever the case is, and it's just second nature.
Mm-hmm.
But Milwaukee is just one of those cities. It's not special, but some cities embrace it faster than others. But I know from my time, what little time I worked in talk radio in Milwaukee a long time back, the fewer connections between the suburbs and the downtown, the better. Let me just get in my car and get in and get out. And if we have to have 14 lanes, then that's what I want. And that's, politicians give into that very easily.
Well, and I think you make an interesting point, Pat, because I live in the city of Milwaukee, and I don't know anybody who is a resident of the city that wants this. It's the suburbs that want this.
Right, it is.
Because they want 5 minutes left on their commute back out to Econo.
And I've always said I'll be happy to support that as long as it's everybody in the suburbs is if that's where you put the toll gate. If the people who want to live in suburbia will pay the toll, then fine, more power to you. But, that's your choice, whereas that money could be better invested in things like, commuter rail and buses and things like that.
Yeah, I guess what it comes down to is if it's so anti-mass transit, which I understand, because I had an experience when I worked for the mayor of Racine, oh my God, many years ago. In 2010, we sat down with some people to talk about the massive 94 project that was happening, and we said, you got $3 billion, and Ben, that was back when $3 billion was a lot of money. But you had $3 billion. If you took a small percentage, I think it was 1% of that money, you could 1 to 2%, you could actually build out an extension of the metro line from Kenosha to Racine, giving access to all of those stops. And Robin Voss's response was, they can buy a car. That was his response.
Yeah. And I was in the legislature at the time, mm-hmm. and we approved these things called RTAs, Regional Transit Authorities.
Yes, yes.
And it was going to make commuting so much easier in places, including the Chippewa Valley was going to have one. As we continue looking to bring passenger rail, commuter rail back from the Chippewa Valley to the Twin Cities, where there's a lot of commuter traffic on I-94, and things were getting mapped out so nicely. And then you had that Tea Party Scott Walker thing come mm-hmm. in, and it was all about, they can just buy a car. And, things that we could have solved years ago are still problems today.
Well, and now the average price of a car, if this is accurate, is almost $50,000.
Yep.
Even used cars are really expensive. So, just telling everybody to just buy a car, just move. Just, do all these other things. That was
they don't have the affordable stuff. Like mine was a 73 Plymouth Fury, my first car. They don't make cars like that anymore, thank God.
Thank God.
But it was cheap.
It was a starter car, you know?
And honestly, you can translate that discussion to home buying too. There's really no such thing as a starter home anyways. But I guess the point is that there's two things that stick for me is one, even if we don't do don't do mass transit. Fine. Don't support it. Don't give it any money. I'm used to that. You don't want to invest in anything that helps people. Fine. Whatever. That's your brand. But building the roads out to make them wider, we don't even need to do that then, because Milwaukee, as far as even from say the zoo interchange to down as you get towards south side of 94 South to the airport. Let's go that. The traffic isn't so bad on a regular daily basis. It's not New York. It's not LA. It's not Chicago. It's not Atlanta. Oh my God. It's not so horrendous that we would even need this. Yeah, there's going to be traffic. You're going to wait, but you're going to be waiting like 10, 15 minutes. You're not in bumper to bumper gridlock for an hour traffic. Right. So fine. Don't fund mass transit. Let you square that with your God when they ask, how did you help people? But the thing is we still don't, but we don't need these widening projects. It's a lot of money.
Oh, it's a huge amount of money.
And it's doesn't give us, as you said, diminishing returns.
Well, and PJ on the live stream, I think it makes a good point. If any highway needs to be widened, it's that stretch of Highway 41 between Washington County and Winnebago County, north and south. It's only two lanes in both directions.
Yeah.
That's a really good point, PJ.
Can't believe that, yeah, because when I worked in West Bend, you know, years and years ago, it needed expansion back then.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
But it doesn't get the attention of, you know, say the big interstates and things like that.
No.
We just need the right donors along that stretch of roadway in order, apparently, to make something happen.
Yeah.
Because it sure feels like that's the way it works.
How about this? Every GOP member and every Democrat, I'll give you $50 to your campaign. Give us some train stuff. I want some train stuff. I don't know. I mean, because right now, I don't know if it's ever in the cards for Wisconsin, specifically Milwaukee County, because this whole, you know, and we're not going to get into this now, but like the whole hop system is. There's no nuance to the discussion. It's just easy to hate on it when there's so much more to it.
I have not I've not given Scott Walker the attention he so craves, but he was again, you know, making comments about how rail is dumb. But at the same time, the new ridership numbers came out for the Borealis line, the new line going
big
through
success.
The state. Big success, as everybody knew it would be.
Yep.
And, you know, but the guy that doesn't want to invest in public transit, public parks, public schools, anything with public health, you know, would rather have everything done in the private sector. Everything has to make a profit. Everything has to pay dividends to shareholders. And that's not necessarily so, but we have to have the people that actually want to make those investments in our infrastructure. Look how sexy we made this sound.
Well, and again, Republicans don't invest. Their only policy position is tax cuts.
They used to.
But
Tommy Thompson is the guy. I would give the first $1,000 for a statue of Tommy Thompson somewhere along Highway 29 because he saw a need for it, and a whole lot of other Republicans at the time said, this is good investment in the local economies, and they got it done. Bring back those Republicans, please.
No, they've all turned into MAGA because they want to be relevant, Tommy Thompson. Yeah.
When we return, we are going to talk football. Packers and the Lions coming up today.
We'll be on Civic Media.
Yep. We're going to be airing the game as well on several stations. So all of that and more coming up. You can join us at 855-752-4842. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air on the vast statewide, countrywide. Pick us up around the globe on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Good morning and a happy Thanksgiving. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, our one, our only Calzone on the board, coming to you live from our home at Radio Park in Racine. You can join us. Give us a call, send in a text, leave a voice note at 855-752-4842. You can also leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream. Good morning, live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. We are joined by our friend and colleague and host of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Pat Kreitlow is here. Catch him weekdays 6 to 9 across the network. I wanted to share one text that came in that is so sweet. Carol from Waukesha, listening on WAUK. Good morning, all. Happy Thanksgiving to everyone. I am thankful to have the chance to always listen to you guys on the radio. Jane, I can't even think about your approaching retirement because I tear up every time I think about it. I listen to this. I babysit for my granddaughter 2 days a week. Every day at 9, we turn on Aunt Jane, and she's even started calling you Aunt Jane when she hears your voice. Wishing you all a wonderful day. Thank you so much for that, Carol. That's going to make me cry.
How great is that? Right.
That is so sweet. Thank you so,
so
much.
So Jane's new announcement, Jane is not retiring on December 12th. She will retire whenever that child...
When she grows up.
When she's like 13, yeah. She's like, ugh, grandma. Ugh.
Wait till she's 50 and I'll just, be here forever. Thank you so much, Carol. That is so, so very lovely of you. We're going to have fun for my last 2 weeks.
Yeah, absolutely.
It'll
we're
be lots
good
of fun. So we'll have special guests and I understand some surprises.
We're working on the surprise. Surprises are being,
All right. All right. Let's talk football. Packers and Lions. Our game starts. What time did our coverage start? 11?
Oh, that's a great question. Hold on.
It is a good question.
I just found out that we're going to be carrying it on Civic Media. O'clock. What was that now?
10 o'clock.
10 o'clock.
Oh, all right. Yep. So our coverage is underway. Packers meeting the Lions. This is a tradition that goes back, I can't remember how long, even during the horrible years when my father was still alive and watched the agonizing Packer years. But
the Forrest Gregg years.
Yeah, but it seemed like the one game they always pulled off was crushing the Lions.
Which might not be easy this time.
I know.
It's okay. Still going to watch. Still going to root. You know, that's how my wife got me lured into this after growing up in Minnesota. She said this was back in the late 80s. She's like, you know, you should join us and root for the Packers. We've never been winners in her lifetime at that point, you know, the 70s and the 80s. Mm-hmm. And I said, you know, you're right. You know, the Vikings, all they ever do is lose Super Bowls. Okay, so I will. And that very next season, they got a guy named Brett Favre. And Aaron Rodgers. So I've actually never known the Packers to go through a stinkeroo phase.
You missed
and
the horrible
I'm perfectly
years.
Happy with that. Yes, yes. You're welcome, everybody.
I also feel like that Packer fandom is something that it makes. So I was having this conversation with someone recently, and if you live in Louisiana, or you live in New York, or you live in Japan, saying my favorite team is the Packers, I get that. The Packers have such a tradition and such a history, and there's so much good around the organization, and they're like one of the original teams, and I get all of that. What's funny is that, like, I've never heard someone in like Denver say, I'm a Brewers fan. Like, I feel like you are a Brewers fan when you live in Wisconsin, but that's, you know, that's just how that rolls. But Packer fans, that fandom is global, and there's actually a documentary, No Packers, No Life. No Life, No... Right. Is it No Packers, No Life?
No Packers, No Life.
Yes.
About Japanese Packers fans coming to Lambeau, which... I don't care who you root for. I think that Lambeau Field, I think that Wrigley Field, I think that Fenway Park are all legendary places that one should see a game being played because there is a vibe. Lambeau Field has a vibe unlike anything. I think Fenway Park is the closest thing where it's just all-consuming
electric.
Community. Everyone's around having a great time, and to witness it is truly special.
So true. I mean, it is. It's universal fandom, as I've come to learn. There's no place that we've traveled, and we've been fortunate to travel a lot of places. There's no place we've traveled where we can't find a Packer bar. If need be.
Yes. Yes.
And
indeed.
Whether that's because, you know, the bar owner has some kind of emotional connection, or because that's just a really smart business plan. You're always going to find Wisconsin people who want to have a beverage while they're watching a favorite football game. Good for them for putting out the flag and making us feel welcome.
I love it. I absolutely love it. There was a place we went to in New York called Kettle of Fish in the Village. And it was a Packers, Brewers, Badgers bar because the bar owner was from Waukesha, and we loved it. And also, very wonderful gay bar, too. So it was just all-encompassing, and I told my coworkers who worked in a warehouse, I didn't tell them the last part. They were quite surprised, and they still enjoyed the game.
Because fandom is universal.
Exactly.
It is, without a doubt. Well, if you want to listen to our Packers pregame coverage, it is underway right now. You can listen on our sister station on WRJN.
Yep.
And then the game, of course, coming up a little bit later on this morning. I know everybody is prepping for that.
And can't listen on the app either. It's an important thing.
You cannot listen on the stream. You have listen to listen on terrestrial radio.
What if I listen to extraterrestrial radio?
You have one in your car.
Can you imagine Wayne and Larry on extraterrestrial radio? calling play by play as E.T.'s ship comes in.
We have news coming up next. And then when we return, we're going to put together our dream all appetizer Thanksgiving.
Send us your thoughts.
Only appetizers. We're putting together our menu for our all apps Thanksgiving. That's all on the way. Stay close. You are listening to Matt Mayer on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Good morning and happy Thanksgiving. Welcome to Matt Mayer on Air. Jane Matt Mayer, Greg Bach, Sweet Calby on the board, coming to you live from our home at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. We are delighted to be joined by our friend and colleague and host of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Pat Kreitlow is here for the segment that we call Audio Sorbet.
Ooh.
Where we lighten things up, kind of like this whole show, and get away from the news and talk about lighter-hearted things. And because today is Thanksgiving, and Greg, you've talked about this a lot, all appetizer Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Ooh. Forgo the turkey, forgo the green beans, all apps, all the time. What would be on your menu for an all appetizer Thanksgiving? 855-752-4842.
I'm not saying you can't have any of those things either. I'm just saying reimagine them in appetizer form.
In appetizer form. So like little turkey sandwiches?
Oh. Little turkey sandwiches, little sliders, or maybe...
I got it.
Yeah, okay, all right.
My choice of appetizer would be buffalo chicken dip. Let's just make it buffalo turkey dip. I feel like I've just ruined it, but no, yeah.
That would work.
Buffalo turkey dip.
That would work. Buffalo chicken dip
buffalo
is...
buffalo chicken dip.
And it's really super easy to make, too, isn't it, Pat?
Mm-hmm. It is, yes.
That's just, what, cream cheese and some buffalo sauce.
It's also very filling, like it's very much a, oh, I got to just take it little by little. Little by little. I can't eat all of it.
You do?
Yes, because buffalo, for some reason, that dip, it's like two chips and I am... asleep. It's so heavy. It's just for me. Hey.
Yeah. You can buffalo chicken all you want.
More for you.
I think that would define torture for me is two servings. I'm like, you're done, Pat.
But I just
a little more, please.
Just a little more, pretty please.
855-752-4842. We're putting together an all appetizer Thanksgiving. What should be on the list? 855-75-CIVIC. We've got the buffalo chicken dip.
So it has to be the Thanksgiving stuff? So like cranberry nachos? Is that what we're talking about here?
No, it could be anything.
That sounds disgusting.
Because I'm thinking like I make a calzone. Mm-hmm. And so you take a pre-prepared pizza crust and you roll it out. And then you put like slices of salami and some onions and lots of cheese. And then you roll it up. And you bake it,
yeah.
And you slice it, and you serve it with a little pizza sauce.
There you go.
Or a little, ragu on the side.
I can't think of anything but Parks and Rec when they did the same thing and they all got food poisoning.
Oh, thanks.
This is one of the funniest scenes ever.
I've made it numerous times. No one's died yet.
Oh, they didn't die either. They just really ruined their insides. I would that would be one where I'd have to again exercise self-control because appetizer like that's the problem we have and you've heard me talk about this many times is that our appetizer selection for Thanksgiving on the day is so bountiful and so delicious.
There's so much
from your basic meat and cheese and fruit and veggie to my mom's bringing chili dip today. You just get in on it. And then by the time dinner is ready, you're already, you already have the meat sweats because you've eaten so much.
Or somebody asks you, you know, you've seen the joke, like, can I interest you in having 5 eggs for breakfast? No.
No.
Well, I brought some deviled eggs.
Yeah, yeah, 10. Exactly.
I can eat 5 of those. No problem. Yeah, that's right. Interesting. Yes.
Yeah, those don't happen in our house because Bridget has a huge aversion to eggs and that's fine. I mean, and that's fine. If anything, it's really saved me more than anything else because I could destroy a platter of deviled eggs because they're just so.
Yeah, they see, are, and I don't.
Well, they're bite sized. That's my go to.
You
for
bite
many
them?
Was stuffed mushrooms.
Stuffed mushrooms.
Actually, it was. I learned how to do this when we were much younger, and there was a lot of med school debt. A can of Underwood deviled ham and some cream cheese. Mix that together. Put that inside your, you know, pull the stem. Oh, and the stems. Pull all the stems off the mushrooms. Chop those up really fine. Mix it with the cream cheese and the deviled ham. Put a glop of that inside each mushroom. 10 minutes, 400 degrees.
Ooh.
Irresistible.
Ooh, that sounds really, really yummy.
Oh, I wonder if my mother-in-law is going to make cowboy caviar. I can't explain it other than it's avocado, some beans, onions. It's a dip. It's not like guacamole where it's like smooth. It's just cut up everything, throw it in, and put some oil on it, and you just chomp it up like there's no tomorrow. It's delicious.
We are putting together our all appetizer menu for Thanksgiving. Give me anything you want. Doesn't have to be Thanksgiving related. All appetizer Thanksgiving at 855-752-4842. Tammy in Eau Claire says, don't forget artichoke spinach dip with garlic.
Good Lord.
Love artichoke dip.
So if we want to include the classics, something you could do, and I'm trying to, it's a turkey cordon bleu, like small turkey cordon bleus. Just everything you do, like, or even like, you know, I can't do a Benedict, but a turkey cordon bleu open face. So it's just everything up top, and then you just pull them on little biscuits, and you just pop them, and that I would absolutely do that. Stuffing. Oh, you know, this could be disastrous, but it would be worth a shot. Wonton stuffing. You wrap up stuffing.
Stuffing-filled wontons.
Stuffing-filled wontons, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
There's potential there.
Oh, my goodness. With a gravy dipping sauce. Oh, my God!
Shasta, by the way, from Eau Claire, sent in her stuffing recipe at 855-752-4842. I make my stuffing with mushrooms, sage sausage, mozzarella cubes, and Honeycrisp apples.
Okay.
Wow.
The Honeycrisp apples give me pause just because sweet and savory is a line for me for that. But it's not like I wouldn't try it.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah. Roger from Stevens Point. Everyone knows the flavor from jellied cranberry sauce is in the ridges from the can.
Well, of course.
Absolutely, yes. Roger. You have to have the canned raspberries.
I am absolutely team slurp over here. I don't want that other stuff with the twigs and the stems and the seeds and the gravel in it.
Pat, we're talking about cranberry, not like weed.
So am I. That cranberry stuff is that people serve. You got to put it in a can.
I went to a Thanksgiving one year, and the person who was in charge of cranberry, who could have easily just bought two cans, slopped them out onto a plate, and said, "There you go," and everyone would have been like
perfectly
yes.
happy.
Instead, he made a cranberry chutney, and I've never seen food not being taken quicker. No one cared. They were like, "I don't know what it would look like." It looked like he had taken cranberries. Smashed them with his fingers and just put it in dirt and then said, "There you go."
Well, like, that's appetizing.
Like, yeah, no one ate it. And also no one brought up the fact that nobody ate it. So really there were no notes given either.
Well, sure the host, by the time everybody left, is like, "Well, that big bowl of cranberry relishes went over big. Let's not do that again."
Yeah.
PJ on the live stream. Oh, yes. Cream cheese jalapeno poppers. Are my kryptonite.
Yeah.
Yum.
Oh,
yeah. Yum.
That
yum.
Love that. Yeah. What's the other one with the pickles and the cream cheese and you wrap a ham around it?
I love those.
Redneck sushi.
They call it Midwestern sushi or something.
Oh, I've heard redneck sushi. Yeah.
The ham slice. I'll do that today when I get home.
Yeah. Those are delicious.
And this is where the pickle wars come in. Because I will do both sweet and dill pickles in those roll-ups.
Anyway, so we're talking about what would be on your apps Thanksgiving table. Calvin, what about you? What would you put on your all apps Thanksgiving table?
You know, I'm a big fan of a real Thanksgiving meal, so I personally probably would not go for the all apps Thanksgiving if I was planning it. But in the event that I was invited to an all apps Thanksgiving, I don't know. How would you turn mashed potatoes into an appetizer?
That's funny you were saying that, because I was thinking about that. Maybe being a deep fried mashed potato balls, something like that.
Or how about this? You take strips of bacon, short strips, and you put them inside cupcake tins, and you fry up the bacon that way, and then you put some a dollop of mashed potatoes into the bacon that has now been fried in the cupcake.
And then, Pat, I'm gonna take the baton, and you make a savory frosting.
Ooh, look at us. Okay, Jane, what would you add to it?
Oh, there we go. I don't know. I'm very pro bacon, and I make stuffed. It's called, good heavens, what is it called? It's with mushrooms and Swiss cheese and bacon, and I make little mushroom cups with a little pastry that's made out of cream cheese, which are very, very, very tasty.
Okay.
I could eat like 47 of those. Yeah. That's never good.
I feel like, though, to Calvin's point, what we're basically inventing there, Greg, is a loaded baked potato. But instead of the,
but it looks
the baked
fancy.
Potato with the bacon and cheese and everything, you put the mashed potato in the bacon cup, a little cheese and some chives, whatever.
No, Pat, that's not how you're looking at it all wrong. You're boiling in a bag at it all. We got to look at it from Dietrich and Meg's point of view. We're not just doing that. We're deconstructing the loaded potato and reimagining it with Thanksgiving tones and holiday flavors. See what I did there?
I love it.
You're welcome.
Yeah. We are talking all appetizer Thanksgiving. What would be on your menu at 855-752-4842? We haven't even gotten to any of the sweets yet.
I think
we should have individual little cheesecakes.
Little pies, tiny pies.
Carmela sent in her cheesecake recipe, too, that looks awesome.
And Curtis on the live stream says buttered. I'm sorry, I don't know what this word is.
Lefse.
Lefse. Buttered lefse plus chocolate Calabars that cause health issues by simply walking by. Happy Thanksgiving. Totally enjoyed your show
Thank
today.
Thank you, Curtis. Yeah. Thanks so much.
So you guys have got me running back to the O&H catalog here. It's not just the Kringles, but there's these little mini chocolate eclairs.
Yes.
Things like that.
Have you ever had their Seven Sisters? You will fight a family member for them.
John from Milwaukee texting in, taco dip is a must for me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And yes. Mark from Cornell listening on WCFW, butter a dinner roll, put on turkey, two pickles from the relish tray, and ranch dressing. As a kid, this is what I ate during the main meal, drove my mother wild. Watching me make it at grandma's house. That is hilarious.
And nowadays you could go to a restaurant in Bayview, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and probably pay $15 for that exact same thing.
And they'll just name it something else.
Yeah. Yes. They'll name it something else. And they'll tell you it's inspired from the young days of the chef. And you're like, that's great. Why is this $25?
Because you're not getting it in Cornell.
Exactly. Exactly.
You would not charge $25 in Cornell.
We know you're having chicken. You're having deep fried
chicken wings.
Deep fried chicken wings is on Pat's menu.
Yep.
Very, very nice.
Yeah.
Time to go watch the pregame.
Yeah.
We're getting out of here. I thought I was going to get a reprieve from the store. I'm not. I still have to go to the store. So God help me. God save my soul. And
can I just say, by the way, because I have to go to the store too, because I forgot a couple of things. Thank you to all the people who were working at our grocery stores today.
Yes. Absolutely.
I did not realize that many were open and how long they're open.
Yeah.
So thanks to everybody. Thank you, Pat Kreitlow, so very, very much for joining us on our special Thanksgiving show. Happy Thanksgiving to you and Sherry.
You as well.
Take care,
buddy. We will see you on Monday. When we return, we're going to wrap it up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing or a No edition. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Good morning. morning, happy Thanksgiving, and welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, Calvinator on the board, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. Join us at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. We will be off tomorrow.
But we will have a brand new episode with fresh content. I don't like saying that. Fresh content.
But we have new interviews. We're going to talk to Sean Fetteplace and Corrine Hendrickson from Main Street Alliance.
Correct.
About the importance of shopping locally, if you can.
And they're also going to talk about just how difficult it has been this year for small business owners.
Absolutely.
Whether it's rising costs, tariff prices, all those things. It is. I mean, our politicians say it all the time. They are the backbone of our communities, and it's important to frequent them and give them business when you can, because it makes all the difference, especially in this day and age.
Yeah.
We're also going to speak to Lisa Schiller at 9:30 from the Better Business Bureau. Actually, no, that's going to be a 10 o'clock interview. From the Better Business Bureau of Wisconsin, she's going to be going over some of the 12 days of holiday scams with us.
Lots of scams.
Lots of scams, lots to be out there and be vigilant, so please tune in. And then Terry Barr.
Yep.
We got Terry Barr with Audio Sorbet.
Yep. So that's all coming up tomorrow. It will be a pre-record, but it's all fresh content. So
yes,
if you're
indeed
out and about when you're doing some shopping for Black Friday, I hope you can join us for that. Also, wanted to share just a couple of texts that we didn't get to. Carmela sent us her recipe for an authentic Roman Mediterranean cheesecake.
What?
That looks really, really good. Carmela says, love and joy to you all. Thank you so much, Carmela. Right back to you. And Dietrich and Meg, you guys, we're all coming to your house for Thanksgiving now. Fried turkey tender fingers with homemade ranch, honey mustard, and buffalo sauce.
Okay.
For their all appetizer Thanksgiving.
I told them that we need the Dietrich and Meg cookbook to come out, and they responded, it'll be the Meg cookbook. Very nice. Very nice. But have us on for a cooking segment. Happy holiday. I mean, I'm just going to say, we can take the show to Eau Claire, invite Shasta, Dietrich, and Meg. I'll find a space, and we can just pig out.
Pig out. That would be great. It is 10:55, Calvin. Yeesh, it's getting late. That means it's time for
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
If you ever find a thing you think this should not be, send it in to Greg and me at janesays@civicmedia.us. JaneSays, janesays@civicmedia.us. This is from delish.com. Amanda Mectus has the byline. The headline is Oreo is selling some unhinged Thanksgiving flavors and fans are divided.
Ooh.
Oreo is selling a limited edition 12-count cookie tin with 6 unique Thanksgiving-inspired flavors.
Stop using the word inspired.
The Oreo flavors include turkey and stuffing, creamed corn.
Oh, whoa.
Sweet potato.
Okay. All right.
Cranberry sauce.
Okay.
Gotta have ridges. Caramel apple pie.
Okay.
And pumpkin pie.
All right.
Oreo fans are divided when it comes to the flavors. Some say they're excited and intrigued. Others are saying, no way, thank you, no. Not creamed corn Oreos. That's just wrong.
Cream corn in and of itself is a food crime.
It's wrong.
Food crime.
Yes.
Crime. I hate food crimes. Oh, did I just find my Trump? Holy
cow. I
think
you did. You stumbled on it. I mean, we ate a lot of creamed corn as kids.
I didn't because I pushed it
away.
Because
your parents loved you?
No. They gave it to me. I refused. Cream corn, creamed anything, honestly. I don't understand in the 80s this economy of creamed things. Creamed things and cooked vegetables.
See, to me, it goes back to the 60s.
Sure, maybe. I wasn't alive back then. I'm not as vintage as you are. See what I did there? But like literally everything was creamed. Everything was cooked. But really when it comes down, like you want me to eat corn?
Just give me
put
corn.
It in a bowl.
Yeah.
And I'll eat it.
Yeah. Available in online in a 12-count tin, Oreo fans can order their complete Thanksgiving dinner in Oreo form. Every tin includes 2 cookies of each flavor, again, including cranberry sauce, turkey and stuffing, creamed corn, sweet potato, caramel apple pie, pumpkin pie. These are the actual Oreo flavors. They sound more like something you got in Willy Wonka that's, you just chew it and then it turns into different flavors.
I think they knew that I think they knew what they were up to because there are a lot of dessert sweeter ones because they didn't throw in a
green bean casserole.
They didn't throw in, I guess yams are a sweet potato. They didn't throw in just, you know, dinner roll with butter. It's Willy Wonka gone amok.
Willy Wonka gone bad.
Gone bad.
Pretty much. That wraps up today's episode of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
Thank you, Craig and Calvin and all of our engineers and everyone at Civic, because without you, nothing works. And thank you most of all for calling and texting and listening and joining us today. It's been a lot of fun. We hope you have a wonderful, safe, happy Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. Keep up on the weather this weekend because it's going to get bad Saturday into Sunday. Mm-hmm. So keep up on that. 511wi.gov. And keep it right here. We have news coming up next on the Civic Media Radio Network. Happy Thanksgiving. We will see you on Monday.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.